Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Postmenopausal.
What?
You're speak not into the microphone. You just post.
You can be premenopausal as well, can't you?
Yeah. Well, you're menopausal.
Yeah, well, of course, you're premenopausal up to the time you're menopausal.
Yes, I think that you are the postmenopausal. Like menopause doesn't stop with you.
I am not menopausal. I am not firing blanks.
What?
Anyway, look.
You're very grumpy and moody.
Oh boy.
You see, I'm
exhausted because I was. I'm exhausted.
Because?
Why am I exhausted? Because I need a nap. I was rehearsing with Kieran J. Walsh because I got a part in a TV series called Hardacre.
And I was wondering, what's Hardacre? I didn't even know how to read it. What did they read? Hardacre?
Hardacre.
Hardacre. And what's Hardacre?
Do you know how Japanese people say Schindler's List?
Schindler List?
No, they say Schindler's List.
Oh, yes. Ahoy? No, it's a kawaii?
What does kawaii mean?
Cute.
Yeah.
You're not kawaii, David.
Well, and when we went over to Japan with the boys when they were young and little Jack had blonde hair and all the Japanese girls were going, kawaii, no, kawaii, and they're coming up to him and everything. And I was thinking, I wish they'd look at me like that.
Yeah. But to them, you were like big, angry giant. Not friendly, but angry.
Yes. Come on, Hannah.
Yeah. Hello.
So yeah, I was rehearsing for this thing, Hardacre, and Hardacre is the name of a family, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Hardacre.
Hardacre.
It's like, you know, I guess it's implying that
hard,
you know,
hard working,
you know, these people who've pulled themselves up by the bootstraps and all that. Hardacres.
Mm.
It could be called hard. Anyway, look.
Hardy Bugs.
It's been commissioned for a TV station over in the United Kingdom. Is it Channel 5 or something?
Yeah, I think so. I read about it.
Mm. So I went for a costume.
The other channel.
I went for a costume fitting. And that was very nice. And then, I had to dye my hair back to brown.
And it's really scraggly now. What did they do to you?
But it was nice. I went to the set at 11, and I think I left at 5. But it was so nice, just women just sort of fiddling around with your hair for hours, and I was just falling asleep in the chair. It was very nice, very relaxing. And I was asking one of the makeup ladies, what is it about people pulling your hair that makes you so relaxed? And she said, it's because you carry a lot of tension in your head. But I don't know. I don't know if they. But you.
Of course, you know, head massage, Indian head massage.
Yeah, but I mean, you remember we had loads of foot massages in Thailand. We'd be falling asleep on the chairs as well.
Yes. On the both ends, head and.
There was one. You remember there was one massage, Jack, when we were in Phuket, and it was advertised for creamy massage. and it was like the most expensive one, and I was thinking,
I guess
people who are secretly a bit gay or something, they'd probably go there and they'd see lady boys and they'd love an old creamy massage. You know, I was talking about, you know, like homophobia.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like arachnophobia is a fear of
spiders.
Yeah. It's funny, you never hear people, don't be so arachnophobic.
You can have phobia against anything.
Can you?
Yeah, almost anything. And you know,
what are people not
dark spaces? You know,
it's fucked that people are afraid of being. It's mad. Yeah, it's mad that people are afraid of actually being outside.
I know. That's fucked, isn't it? A few people who were. I mean, I don't know.
But personally. Anyway, homophobia. So being afraid of homosexuals. And I'd think that when people suffer from homophobia, they're not afraid of other people's gayness. They're afraid, I think they're more afraid of their, well,
yeah,
a large component is they're afraid of their own potential gayness. And therefore they're revealing a little bit of gayness in them.
Mm-hmm.
If there was nothing, if you weren't a bit gay, then you wouldn't fear that. Oh, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, but I don't think it's such a problem, especially in Ireland nowadays. It was like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And actually, I was listening to a story that this girl, she was actually from England.
Yes.
About 20 years ago. And she actually, because she was gay and there was very few other gay girls.
Was her name Rosie?
No, Ray.
I'd love to fall in love with an English girl.
And then she tried to hit on the girls,
yeah.
But there was no response because no one would come out. And then she actually joined Pentecostal Church in Nairobi.
Jack, do you know what the hell's going on over there?
Pentecostal chain, they offer you miracles, and she thought she would be cured from gayness so she can be normal. It's incredible. And apparently a lot of people joined that church.
As Patsy McGarry said about the Catholic Church, they denounced gayness, but their ranks were swollen with gay men.
Yeah, but this is, you know, Pentecostal Church, you know, those prophets, they...
Okay, Hannah, what are you talking about?
They're just promising the miracles and just to collect more and more wealth for themselves.
Okay, what are you talking about?
Enslave. Well, I was just saying that I was listening to BBC podcast about secret.
It's mad. You know when you're on a podcast, when you listen to a podcast and you think, I couldn't be arsed listening to
World of Secrets.
I couldn't be arsed listening to that podcast. But I'm on a podcast that I'm not interested in.
David, wake up. Did you
hear about the you know, you watched the Golden Globes, did you?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
What a disaster.
Yeah.
Joe Coy, mate. He came. I wish we could actually react to that in real time.
Yeah, that'd be good.
We could, yeah.
How could we?
Is it a video or is it more what he says?
No, because as a comedian, I'm wondering, maybe we can...
Was he the host?
Maybe I can... Yeah. Play it on my phone.
Wait, I have Bluetooth connected to the phone, so I can play it.
Oh, so, very good idea.
What's his name? Joe Coy?
Joe Coy, Golden Globes.
Anyway, I'll tell you
exactly what went wrong immediately. Actually, that was a really good suggestion,
call.
Daniel.
That's a good call.
Oh, Jack, with your fucking...
He was listening. You're getting grumpy with, you know,
Hannah,
every podcast.
I know I look grumpy, people. But the torture that this woman has put me through.
Okay, I want you to stand up and show people your new pants and the size of them and amount of fabric, you know, they use to manufacture those jeans. And actually, because you pay £299, they had to use a lot of fabric just to justify the price. Do you know what I mean? Do you want to stand up? Please do.
Have you got it?
I'm looking for it. I thought David's standing up.
No, I'm not standing
up. But what do you want? Do you want the opening monologue?
Yes, yeah, Jack. Yeah, the opening monologue, Jack.
Oh, I'm going to sneeze. Abschick!
Okay, do you hear the way Polish people sneeze? They go abschick.
Welcome to the 81st Annual Golden Globes. I'm your host, Joe Coy.
Stop it for a second. Okay. So this guy, Joe Coy, is
never
hosting...
Never heard of him.
The fact that you have never heard of him is not a badge of honor. It's not something that you should shout out in a proud way. Oh, I'm culturally ignorant of stuff.
Is that I happen to be.
I feel I'm actually upset now with you. I feel so upset. I'm a comedian. I'm aware of lots of other comedians. Okay, because I study. I have. I'm a fan. Okay, Joe Coy. Good.
Are you a fan though? Just tell me. Are you a fan?
He's a good comedian, okay? Joe Coy. He's how would you say, like, he's like a broad comedian, maybe. You know what I mean? He's not like...
Everyman's comedian.
He's not, like, pushing the boundaries of stand-up comedy. Like someone like Jarrod Carmichael, who I met a few times, and I asked, hey, Jarrod, can we get a photo together? And he just brushed me off.
How did you feel?
I felt like fuck you, Gerard.
Oh yeah, you didn't feel like nothing.
Yeah, I mean he was a bit of a dick. I mean, what?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
like
yeah.
You're so cool. You're like Bob Dylan. You can't have your photo taken. Anyway, he is very talented though, but he wouldn't be for everyone. Just like me, thank you. Whereas Joe Coy has a broader appeal. Okay. Now the thing is, number one, Golden Globes, right? It's a corporate event, right? And I've played those corporate gigs once or twice, or a few times. Number one, a lot of people don't want to be there. They haven't gone to see you. They're there because they're contractually obliged to be there. So you have these fucking actors, and they're all sitting there, and some people are excited to be there, but a lot of them are just like, whatever, you know, and they're a bit jaded. And then so he comes on to... You know, an audience that a lot of them wouldn't have known, like you said, they probably wouldn't have known who he is or have heard of him. But anyway, so he comes on, right? And then what else?
Oh, fuck, Jack, are you okay?
What did he do? Did he hit himself?
He just hit himself against the bike.
Jesus, Jack, I can't believe he sneezed and headbutted himself against the bicycle.
Shit,
it's embarrassing.
Is the blood coming?
Jack, I mean, it's really worrying.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, because, I mean, are you not aware of what's going on?
Yeah.
No, it's an unfortunate event. It's not really embarrassing.
Jack, can you not even look where you're sneezing?
I witnessed this guy tying his shoelaces, and a post box was above him. So on the street, he tied and then he got up really like fast, and then he hit his head, and it was like a gash in his head and blood pouring everywhere.
Oh shit.
I'm used to head shots because David brought me up.
I remember there was I was
did
in
you
that,
hear that David?
Yeah I was in that place called the Workman's Club, and there was this girl, I can't remember, she was in some band, I can't remember. Oh, Little Green Cars, fuck's sake, what a disastrous time of my life. I went back drinking.
Good band.
Okay.
And what was, you were finishing the point about Joe?
Yeah. I'm just telling you, this woman, she was jumping around and dancing. She was dancing in a comedic way, and she basically headbutted her own knee, and it was the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen. I fell off the fucking chair laughing.
So why did you have to make it so depressing when I hit my head?
Because it's
why couldn't you just like laugh and say, "Ah, that's funny"?
No, because it's like, I mean? My own son doesn't know where his head ends and the bar of the bicycle begins, and he's sneezing like an 85-year-old doddery person.
Wow.
I like who?
Wow. Don't wow me, man. Yeah. Don't wow me, brother.
Mm. You're special, David.
You're special.
I'm not your brother, father.
Listen, okay.
Yeah. You know,
can we just talk
Jack
about...
Jack has a lot of, you know, friends.
I'm so tired.
But only one father, so stay in a position.
But it's good to know that, like, it's good to know, you know, that your dad's just going to, you know, not support you when you hurt yourself, you know. It's just good to know straight off the bat.
Yes.
He's just gonna belittle you and try and embarrass
publicly.
You
publicly. Yeah. Oh my God, David, it's horrible. What are you doing?
What am I doing?
He's just like belittling and
Hannah, you're just jumping in. You have no idea what
I'm
the hell.
Supporting Jack.
You don't know.
Thank you, mother. Thank you.
You can't like if people don't know, obviously nobody know, you know, the arm of my glasses fell off and I'm trying to desperately screw on it and she's going, where's this, where's that, where's this?
No, because David. I got David a really expensive,
get some help.
Okay.
Stop, get some
help. Okay, listen, so
okay, let's go back to the Golden Globe.
And it was just, what, who found the screwdriver for your glasses?
Jack did. Yeah. Okay, these corporate events, I mean, they're very specialized places to perform to. Somebody like Ricky Gervais, killer. He went on like it was his last day on earth and he just ripped into them and they needed it. It was wonderfully irreverent. So this guy didn't know. Anyway, so he goes on, Joe Coy, and he thinks it's just an easy gig, you fucking Egypt. And he goes on, go on, Joe Coy.
Look, I'm just taking this all in. Let me look around. I'm taking this all in. I'm
stop
so
it.
Excited to
stop
be
it.
Here.
Stop it. I'm taking this all in. I'm taking this all in. I'm so excited to be. Fuck you. Nobody cares, mate, about what you're taking it all in. A lot of the people are bored shitless. They just want to get this over with. Get an award. Some of them know the awards they're going. You know, and he's gone. Look, first thing as a stand-up comedian, you have to go in and straight away get a laugh. Boom, say something. Da-da-da-dum. Get them, win them over. Okay, and it settles the audience and they know, okay, we're in the hands of somebody who understands what funny is. But I mean, this guy just straight away going, oh, let me take all this in. Like, I'm so excited to be here. Just don't be excited to be here. Go on.
Because it was all about him?
Yeah, because nobody cares about him. And also, who are you?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
I know who he is.
Come true.
Sorry.
Not just for me, but for everybody in here. We all dreamt of this moment.
Stop it. Stop
and
it.
Look at this. Look at this room. Look around.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. We all dreamt of this moment. Yeah. Some of them did, but a lot of them have been maybe, you know, 20, 30 years ago. But, you know, and he's telling them. Go on. Sorry, Jack.
Kevin Costner's here.
Like,
Kevin
who
Costner's
gives a shit
never
about
here. Kevin's like in a mountain with a cow or something, but today he's here. Don Cheadle's here. I'm just looking around. Just everybody's here. Like, this is a good night. Yeah. And I got the best seat in the house.
I've got the best
seat
in the house.
When I was a kid growing up, I used to watch this show, and I would stay up late with my family just trying to guess who would win. And every time my mom would say, it's Meryl Streep, stupid.
Oh,
who else is going to win? She wins
it.
Every time.
Stop it. It's just like, do we need to fucking acknowledge every fucking Meryl Streep? And it's just that classic. She wins all the awards. Who gives a fuck? It's so tired. It's so boring. And just people are going, oh. I'm just surprised. Like, he probably got paid loads of money. I mean, I was looking. Like, he is good. Go on.
But he got laughter.
He didn't.
Was it fake?
And she was right. You do. You win all the time. That's why when the Golden Globes called me and asked me if I wanted to host, I jumped to the chance and I said, yes, yes. And then they asked me if I saw every movie and every TV show. And then I said, yes. I lied. I only watched Beef. I love you, Ali.
Okay, stop it there.
You know what I mean? It's been.
You know, you're going on to an award show and you're saying, I haven't seen any fucking TV. Or that's the whole point of that award show. Is that it's a celebration
not
of fucking
the truth. David, well, he's not easy.
Mandatory.
Ironic. No?
Yeah, you know, but like what David was saying, like, you know, you want like, as he jokes off the bat and he's just, you know, like, making it seem like he's overwhelmed by the experience,
right,
or something,
yeah.
and it's just kind of slightly unprofessional or something.
Yeah, I can't believe we're here. She wins everything. Blah blah blah. What was he going on about? You know, and then they asked me again. This giving this information, this exposition about, oh, the Golden Globes contacted me and said, do you want to host the fucking thing? Well, like, who gives a shit, mate? And then
no,
I
he
said,
"He doesn't need to say it. We
okay,
all know
Hannah,
it."
Hannah, literally, Hannah. You know what I mean? And this guy's saying, oh, I haven't seen, no, and I lied. And he, then he goes on to say that he binge watched all the fucking things. But anyway, and then, you know, he did some jokes, and any jokes that had any kind of punch in them, he kind of was apologetic for. So he didn't know what angle he was at. Anyway, it was embarrassing to watch. And as he went in further to the gig, his mouth was drying up. You know, you could see that he knew he was dying on his arse. But I mean, it's one thing to die, you know, on your arse in the international, but it's another thing to die on a stage that big. But, you know, he'll be fine. You know, there'll be a bit of a fucking blowback, and then he'll be able to, it's not going to fuck up his career in any way, shape or form. He'll be able to do, he plays huge big fucking arenas or whatever, and he'll be able to just take the piss out of it.
He'll be on a podcast in about 3 or 4 years talking about how he saved his career after the Golden Globes. And everyone's going to be, because everyone hates him now, you know, because he just did badly. You know, it's not like he's done anything really bad. He just did shit. But now 4 years later, everyone's going to be like, oh, people were so harsh, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're going to, you know, Captain Hindsight.
But definitely more people will know his name. I started to know him.
When?
After Golden Globe.
Yeah.
So definitely.
Speaking of shite appearances, I was on the Tommy Tiernan show last night. And I mean, I thought it was terrible. I thought it was. I mean, apparently people say, like, oh, you were very vulnerable. And I'm thinking, I don't know what. I can't watch. I don't want to watch it anyway.
Okay, I'm going to watch. I'm going to watch. I want to see your vulnerability.
But, sorry, folks. I'm just tired.
Apparently they're praising Tommy for giving up an audience because they're saying that Tommy wants to really go deep into your soul.
Yeah, well, I don't think Tommy has that ability.
No, he looks like another farmer. Like, you look like a farmer, but he looks like extra farmer. He looks like a fisherman.
Yeah, and I didn't call him out on the fact that, you know, when he how are you handling getting old? And he stares at you in a way, like, I've said before that I've never said anything that warrants that level of attention from someone. Yeah. You know, I've never said anything that is that interesting. You know, where he's staring at you like that. Mate, just wind your eye cocks back in your head, mate. You know, chill out, dude. And, you know, but... that shtick or that gig whereby he's supposed to not know what guests... Like, I wonder.
Do you think he knew that you were?
No, no, it doesn't matter. But I'm just saying, like, why doesn't he? Like, I think he should let that one go as well. I think he should.
That if you hang around with younger people, you feel younger. That's why there is the key that, you know, if you hang around with people like your age or older, all of a sudden you feel like, you know, you just aged 10 years. And then, you know, you need to hang around with people with a lot of energy, youth, and vibrant outlook on life.
I was happy seeing The Bear actually do well in the Golden Globes.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, the TV series. With Jeremy Allen White and I can't remember the girl, the woman that's the actress that's
there's
in it.
But they, she but the they, but queen? They, but there was
no, no, that. But you know, he was the chef and she was the sous chef, and like, they both won a Golden Globe, so that was nice to see because I enjoyed that show, you know.
Well, they both won a Golden Globe,
yeah.
But there's no real story to the show, right? It's kind of, or is there a continuous?
No, there is. Theme, I mean, like, yeah? Obviously, they're trying to build the restaurant and make it successful, so that's like the ongoing theme, I guess,
you know? Right.
Yeah.
It's like a mockumentary.
Well, it's kind of like giving you an inside view of what it would be like in working in a restaurant.
Yeah, like mockumentary.
But it's a fictional story.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
mockumentary is
fictional. I think I did a show last night in I did a show last night in Rat Oath, right? Why are you laughing?
Because you always go back to yourself. Which is actually, I think it's a great thing.
Oh, Christ. I did a show last night in Rat Oath.
Oh, you know Rat Oath? It's a really terrible name. I always thought it was full of rats.
I did a show last night in a place called The Venue, right? And I was talking
That's
about...
another thing, like the and venue I was talking, called The Venue.
Turn, can you turn down Hannah's microphone, Jack? No, that's my one. Just turn Hannah's microphone down. No, go on, folks. So I was doing a gig in a place called The Venue, right? And I was talking about mother and baby homes in Tuam, okay? And, you know, it's such a horror show, like neglected to death, you know, by these Catholic nuns. Like, it's like a horror show. These nuns just marching around the cold corridors and neglecting these children. I've got children. It's the saddest thing in the world. I'm not sure if I said it exactly like that. Now, then I went like this, look. I was on stage, right? And I said, that's a ghost. That's the ghost of the dead babies that will haunt you forever. Something like that. But anyway, some guy said, I hope you die. In my DMs in Instagram, he said, I hope you die a slow death for vaping dead babies or something. I think he kind of misunderstood it. I think we might be cutting that story out. Check it.
I just try new stuff out, you know?
I just lighten up, you know, because not only it seems like you cannot convey a story in a funny way, but you're bored with yourself and you don't know what to say.
So you guys done with this Joe Coy guy, or do you want any more clips? Or?
No, we're done with the Joe Coy guy.
Okay. So there is a bit of a, you know, underlying tension today as well. We do like the tension on this podcast, mm-hmm. don't we? We love
it.
Yeah,
we love it.
So Hannah bought David an expensive cream for his facial features.
Yes.
And
because he had one from this company, Kiehl's, but you left it in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I'm going to, you know, be very thoughtful and buy you that cream. Not this one, but a really nice one.
Well. Anyway, but where is the cream now? It's nowhere to be found. And there is a suspicion that it was given away to his girlfriend.
I don't want to be mean, but I didn't buy it to his girlfriend. I didn't buy it for his girlfriend. So if by any chance you gave it to your girlfriend, bring it back. It's not funny, but David, I mean, you're just like that.
And I'm so tired.
You're not even upset. You're just dead. You're dead inside. But, oh, inside you're dancing.
It's like beating the dead horse. Like, you know, what's the worst thing for a man? A slow horse and fast women. I heard that in Galway, and the fella said, you know what's the worst thing for a man? And he goes, and I go, what? And he goes, a slow woman and a fast horse. You got it wrong.
What, you're laughing. You have no idea why you're laughing.
What you mean you don't get it? What you mean you don't get it?
But you don't...
I know what it is. What does it's okay,
wait,
silly.
Jack. What does it mean?
It means that, you know, like the woman, the guy comes up really fast and the woman, you know, doesn't.
I think we have a little bit of a... problem here, because the memory of the hard drive is it's going down.
It's going down for real.
Yeah, there's only like 42 megabytes.
Okay,
left,
let's stop and I'll.
Okay.
Loathing, self-loathing, and self-deprecation. Be careful.
And so we're live.
Stop touching.
Yeah, and David is self-loathing and self. The what? What did you say? You self. Okay. Oh, there, that's out. That's in. But that must be this.
Nightmare.
Look. Shall I tell you what's nightmare?
Go on. Tell me what's nightmare.
I'd say not having any food, or being bombed, or having... some earthquake or tsunami or
that's God.
A nightmare.
That's the oldest thing in the book. Don't eat your food because they're starving children.
No, don't
it's
eat.
Terrible.
You're too fat.
Have you ever had bombs go off when you're trying to eat your cereal?
Can you imagine if I said that to a woman? Like I don't care. Like I know I'm fat. I'm okay with it. I'm overweight slightly. I've got all my weight goes to my belly.
Yes, and it tells me that I'm fat.
Of course not.
Because, you know, I'm in touch with my body and I'm body positive, so I'm embracing my fatness.
How's your love life?
Non-existing.
Yeah? I wonder why that is.
I know. I have to work on myself.
So are you on those dating apps?
Not anymore.
I remember Hannah showed me a dating app, Match.com, and there's just some guy like in a kitchen just like, Jesus
Christ.
Those
guys on those dating apps are so delusional. Like, you can instantly see.
But it is amazing, you know, as an older man, when you look at a younger woman, right? When you look at a younger woman, like as an older dude, why are you laughing, Jackie? I try to start a point and, you know, tangent.
Okay, you just start talking about something.
No, go on.
Just go.
No, Hannah was talking
anyway,
about
it. Anyway, my favorite bar of chocolate is Snickers.
Okay.
But sometimes I do like a Mars. Hanya, but it's only when I'm feeling quite, like, you know, different.
Hanya.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Do you think guys are delusional? Go on.
Yeah, and you know the way they take the photo and then they either grinning or with the beard.
So they think they're hot stuff.
Naked.
You think men think they're better looking? Most men think they're better looking than they are.
Yeah.
Do you think the same is it the same with women?
I think women take more care how they look, or they're more aware of trying. Maybe they use filters or all the pictures, or you know, certain.
I remember this woman, and she was acting really kind of like, and then I thought, oh my God, she really thinks she's really hot stuff. She thinks she's really beautiful. Fucking state of her, like with her big forehead, massive forehead.
Yeah.
Forehead.
Obviously, she wasn't for you.
Mm.
But I'm sure she's for someone.
God, but you're annoying.
I know.
Okay. What are you distracted over there with?
I'm not distracted, no.
Okay, look. But, like, the delusion, and I'm the same. Like I'd be looking at a young one, like, say, 28, 30, you know, and I'd be, you know, looking at her. And then she'd look at me, looking at her, and she'd be going like that, and I'd be thinking, oh, what's your problem? She doesn't have a problem. I have the fucking problem.
Yeah.
Because, like, thinking that I would even be in with a like, older guys, it's like going to an exchange market where you bring cars and you try and car swap meet or whatever they're called. And, you know, there's a brand new Porsche and I'm driving up with a fucking... and I'm going, look at that car. And what are you talking about? That's a fucking Porsche. You've got an old Morris Minor. So guys are in Morris Minors thinking that they're Porsches. It's a fucking nightmare.
What is
wrong with... Look at the Stadia. That's why it's so unnatural over in Thailand, seeing desiccated old dribbly bastards with really young hot women. It's fucking crazy.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
But even what do they talk about? Like, they
don't need to talk about anything.
But I mean,
she just needs to smile and then do the stuff for him, and just be, and you know, they don't need to talk.
Anyway, what were you going to say, Jack? You look like you want.
But I think the men are also very critical of women. That's the most embarrassing. Okay, you know, like, you delusional, you think you look better, but that doesn't end there. They're actually critical, and they think
here,
look at her head on her. Look, she put on weight. Like, look, you know, she's fat.
That fucking gobshite neighbor, like, he looks like one of those fucking goblins in Harry Potter. You're walking on.
I'm trying, the writer, yeah?
I'm throwing out compliments to these young women. You look really like, who the fuck are you? Do you think she gives a shit what you think she looks like, you fucking old pervert? Go fuck yourself.
He does exactly what you do.
Huh?
He knows exactly what you do normally.
Hannah, you know, I don't know if you know it, but you're supposed to be on my side.
I am, but like, I'm trying to open your eyes.
Your eyes are very squeaky. You need to open them. They're quite, aren't they?
Yeah, I have deep set eyes. But
yeah. Maybe if, because there's a therapy where they can push them out a bit.
I don't know.
They just blow up your arse.
The thing is that, you know, like,
it's getting very like, fuck you, you know.
But you know, if you have a droopy eyes, you can fix it. But if you have a deep set eyes, you can't just pull them out.
You can. Of course you can. If you just blow like, up your ass, you just go, you know when you go for a shit and you squeeze hard and your eyes bulge.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You need to just shit.
Shit forever. Like,
and stop dribbling over the microphone.
I'm not.
Fucking hell.
You're assaulting me, David. I'm laughing, you know, because I don't take it seriously, you know.
Oh, thank you. Mm. Thank you. Okay, what are we talking about?
It's boring about guys, old guys trying to date. Because I can't date you.
Well, what is it like to be with a really older guy? But I'm an older guy, for God's sake.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's very exciting because most of them have erectile dysfunction. That one thing. And then there's, you know, they all have man boobs and wrinkly skin and bad breath.
You're fucking stadia, look at you.
I know.
No, but I'd say, so how old would you go for?
Oh, no, I wouldn't go 70, I think. Or maybe if it was Clint Eastwood.
No, but I'm saying, like, what for a guy, like, how young would you go with a 30-year-old guy?
No.
35-year-old?
No.
40? Really? 40-year-old guy?
Maybe still too young.
45?
45, yes. It all depends.
I should be going out with a 57-year-old woman.
Oh, yeah.
Do it!
It's funny, isn't it? Like the idea, like, I don't know why, you know. Hello, how are you doing?
Hello, how are you?
I do stand-up comedy. What do you do? I'm semi-retired, actually.
They're actually retiring, yes. But mature people, all the people around 50, and even if they arty-farty, they still, like, they just... You know, like, old way of thinking, not spontaneous, you know, just doing...
Well, Hannah was good, wasn't she, Jack? Because when we were on holiday in Thailand, you know, Hannah's always wanted to do... She was afraid she was going to miss out in the day, so she's always planning stuff and doing stuff. And so you just went along with her, didn't we? And we tended to have a good time. You
know, but I wasn't afraid that I was going to miss out. I just wanted to do it. I didn't want to be bored.
Yeah, yeah. So that was, Hannah is a good person to go on holiday with. Although at times, I know you find me very annoying because sometimes I can see you just give me that withering old look and then I find you very annoying sometimes.
Oh, yeah?
But it's because I'm annoyed or something. That's why anyone is annoying. You know, when you're... Actually, in Alcoholics Anonymous, they say they have this thing, H-A-L-T. Are you one of these things? Hungry, angry, lonely, or tired? Or a combination of all four? Yeah, I'm hungry. I am hungry now, right now.
Yeah?
I'm tired.
Are you lonely?
No.
No?
Well, of course I'm not lonely. Don't I have you and Jack and Daniel?
I know, but like, you might be lonely inside.
For what?
Don't know.
Go on then. What?
It's existential loneliness.
Okay,
it's
explain to people who don't know what existential loneliness is.
So, you know, like you have people around, but you feel lonely, misunderstood. You have a void inside which you can't fill it with anything.
You need your void filled, love.
Okay. You know, that's what I'm saying.
But yeah, I know what you mean. People feel... Jesus Christ, Jack. These sound effects. So like, can I just say, right? Yes, that idea, like, you know, this illusion of sense of purpose that in society, you know, I am, my name is Brian. You know, but what really, it's all a social construct. I think the very funny thing is, though, that people, the thing that has given me comfort, and this is to all Irish people, you know, we're, house obsession is baked into our DNA. House. I mean, we even train our dogs to go, house. Right. It's a new joke going on. But here's the thing. You know, you think, I own a house. I own four houses. Yeah, okay. Do you know what you got? What happens when you die, though?
Except
you're not going to... Somebody. The minute you die, you'll be buried underground and there'll be somebody moved into your house. Like, so, like, you can't take... Like, your house isn't going to be buried with you. Mm. And here's John now. We're digging the hole and we're putting the house into the hole with John. Like, so, you don't really own a house. Mm. It's quite a... obviously, you pass it on to the next generation, generational wealth. But it is quite comforting to know that even if you do own a house, you don't really own your house. It's only temporary. You're just renting it for as long as you're alive.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Definitely.
People are obsessed with fucking houses.
I definitely put
Everybody follows the same route.
Yeah, I definitely put experiences.
Yeah, we should all start be homeless.
No, but I definitely put experience over possessions, you know.
Yeah.
Like living life, experiencing, then just something.
Yeah.
But I think having a place to live securely gives one sense of stability and relax you.
Well, speaking of which, can we talk about Daniel getting a new apartment? Of course we can.
I don't know. Ask Daniel if he wants to say.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Speaking of security and stability and having a sense of your own place, Daniel has he's moving into a new apartment. It's really nice, Daniel.
Yes, it's very exciting. I'm looking forward to it. Just need to make it a home, as such, and then it should be. It's all good. Like, you know, I got a great view of the city, and it's real. Like,
and it's nice and spacious. It's new. It's clean. Yeah, it does take a while, though, to, you know, because it's empty, but to turn it into a home.
Yeah.
What's it like, Daniel, finally having your own place? Genuinely, what is it like? I mean,
I know it's cool.
Go ahead, Carla. What's it like?
No, it's cool. Like, you know, it's just, you know, the build up to it, and then.
Did you think it wasn't going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, like, sometimes I thought, like, you know, like almost not talking about it and not acknowledging it, so just sort of like don't jinx it
right. Yeah.
I know, it's like, it seems crazy. I mean, like, I might be slightly superstitious, but like, I don't know, just things like that, just kind of just like, no, that's happening, but then you don't know, like, you think that something's gonna happen along the way that'll something will wreck the whole thing, but then it actually happens and it's like real.
And do you take the elevator up to the whatever floor?
Yeah, I take the...
Is it a nice elevator?
Yeah, it's all right.
Mm.
And the minute Daniel got the key and he came out, and you know, and his smile was like from ear to ear.
What do you mean, Hannah?
Because he was so happy.
Well, yeah, but I know, but what key, when, where, how?
When he got key for the apartment.
Oh, you mean when he came out of, when he got the apartment.
Yeah, from the offices, whatever.
He came out.
Yeah,
and
I was waiting in the car, for Daniel. Yeah. And then he jingled the key. And he smiled. Like from ear to ear.
That was a pretty special moment, huh?
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah, it was just like wide smile. Just like, it was real. It was really nice feeling. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is amazing. Because when we were Daniel's age, we were living in Copenhagen.
Yes. And
we lived there for 6 years.
Yeah, and we were renting, and also it was very hard because we didn't, there wasn't a security in renting as well. You know, it was very hard because also we were outside the system.
Yeah.
So that was like we couldn't benefit with any privileges, which exist there.
Although Denmark was, I mean, we could access the health service, couldn't
yeah,
we?
You do, but you know, like you always pay it yourself. It's not like provided for you, like even kindergarten or school or whatever. You all, you know, if you're not in the system,
but it does. I think maybe I guess my point. Well, okay. So, but a massive congratulations. I mean.
Thank you.
But this is such, it's such a special moment, I think, in Daniel's life and me as a dad and you as a mom and Jack as a, you know,
brother.
Jack is a bollocks. No. Oh God. It's just a really kind of milestone.
Yeah, and it's really like
it's just well deserved.
Yes. Yes, but I also think, like, they say, oh, if you suffer, then you're more creative. But I think you need to have certain basic needs met to be able to be creative. Because if you don't, you just can't think. Your brain is too constricted with this sort of need for security.
Oh, yeah.
So...
But just to finish up the original thought... I think that should give comfort to people who think that they'll never own a house, they'll never save up the money, or they'll never get a mortgage. Okay, but you will hopefully at least be able to rent a place. And also the people who really almost measure their self-importance by the fact that they have a fucking house... It's not really their house, because they're going to die.
You're going to die.
You know, so they'll be underground like this, look. And somebody will be having a wank in their house 2 days later. Think about that. You'll be dead underground and your children will be wanking in the house that was yours. Jesus, David, come on. You're better than that. I don't think I am. So anyway, I was on the Tommy Tiernan show, yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
And what happened? Did you watch it?
No, I don't want to watch it.
Okay, I'm going to watch it. And
I thought it was going to be... I thought it was going to be... I mean, people said it was... Okay, actually, can
I just... What did people say? Oh. What did they say? I'm going to watch it, and we're all going to watch it, and we're going to say what we think. Or maybe we can analyze Tommy. Do like a psychoanalysis of Tommy, because he's a really interesting character.
Yeah.
Are we going to dissect the way he thinks?
Should we play a little clip?
Oh, yeah. God, no. Yes, no. yes, please, yes. Let's
with getting older and what's changed.
That's what we were talking about.
Getting older.
Getting older. How with getting older and what's changed.
Getting older. Well, I guess I'm probably in denial of it. I did start going to the gym recently because the thing is, actually, during lockdown.
What do you do at the gym?
Fucking lunges or whatever the fuck. And I pay a personal trainer because there's no way I'd do it without somebody just looking at you and telling you to do it. Because if I rely on my own brain, I do fuck all. Well, look, I dyed my fucking beard, didn't I?
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I dyed my beard. I don't have as much grey as you do, but I dyed my beard to cling to the fucking...
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Why would you not dye your beard?
Are you dating?
Like, yes, yeah.
That's why you dyed your beard.
No, quiet, please, on the set. Fuck's sake, Tommy. RTE. Go on. It's probably Ryan Tuberty scrabbling his way back. He's my first cousin. Did you know that?
I know that. And I also know that you're never on his late late.
Never on his fucking late late.
Oh,
14
shit.
Years. And
I
thank
know,
you,
this
Tommy
is terrible.
Tiernan, but finally,
you just can't let it go.
Fucking years. Oh no, you didn't invite me.
I didn't invite you.
Because I didn't know.
No,
you didn't know.
Stop
me turning.
Stop it.
Finally,
can you stop it there,
after
Jack?
15
Jack, I don't want to hear.
Years.
Jack, Jack.
Oh no, you didn't invite me.
I didn't invite you.
Because I didn't know.
Stop it.
There's only
you didn't know.
10 seconds left.
Okay.
Yeah, you didn't know, Tommy. Yeah. Fucking bullshit.
I curse too many times. Fuck. I'm just listening to that, but it's just because I was getting frustrated. Look, it's a weird kind of format. Well, if I was ever to go back on again, I think I'd be a little bit better prepared. But you know,
he's not going to do any more serious.
Well, I'm just saying. Okay, well, I'm not. But it's an odd sort of situation because Tommy is not necessarily a Well, it's maybe it's my. Relationship with, I don't have a relationship with them, but my
attitude. I think you look up at.
I look up to Tommy, yeah, and so there's a bit of a, you know, he's it triggers me into, it's like
your father,
yeah, you know, so he's sitting down, so are you having difficult, what's old age, and I just start fucking saying anything that pops into my head, you know, just to
here, have the really
take, yeah, take that information, take this information, I fucking Ryan Doherty, whatever. I was, but that I thought that was funny, you know, when because there was noise or something, so I was pretending it was Ryan Tubby trying to get me off the TV.
yeah, it's funny.
You know. But anyway, by the way, that whole thing, like to me, it's just, you know, comedy ammunition. I don't really give a fuck. Ryan Tubby is a very nice kid.
Of course, right?
He's a nice guy. The Tubbys are cool.
He didn't invite on a show. He did, because it's like you were the most successful comedian. You did this Savage Eye, and Hanya, you did not even acknowledge it. On later show, like they have the same guest every 3 months. I mean, hello.
Yeah.
And I know, now but here's maybe the thing. You have a chance because...
I don't... Hannah.
You don't want to?
Listen, Hannah.
I think you should because they say they promote... Like they change the format and you're saying they don't care about international stars. They care about...
Well, that's nice. So of the, that's be. Nice of them to say that because here's the thing. I have to shout to get a point in. It is nice, Hannah, because you know we're not a big internet. We're a small little rinky-dinky country, and we should concentrate on our. But maybe it is. Not, we should have international stars on. Anyway, listen.
The
only thing is, I'm sorry to have to tell you, folks, in TV and TV3 and RT. I'm sorry. I know this is going to kill you, and I've said it before. But yes, TV is important, but it's nowhere near as important as it used to be. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. And that is my a lifesaver for me, because social media, for loads of comedians, you know, 20, 30 years ago, you had to figure out a way to get on a show. You have to come up with a thing, and then you'd have some fucking commissioning editor sitting in RT just...
half asleep. And now we can do this.
So now we are... our own commissioning editors. We can give ourselves the green light. We can create our own content, and we have a direct connection through our phones. It's like a mini TV show on our phones. People have them in their pockets. People are always on the phones, and we can build up an audience. So it's incredibly exciting, and it's very revolution. What's that?
You should go with your,
what
like,
the hell?
You should do it. You should,
listen, guys, you can't
you
be moved.
You should do it. You know, like he was too long. You should do it. You know, this... play the sound, Hanya, to get off, Hanya, because he's Jack, ranting. And Jack, you've said it so many times as well. I think you said that shtick on a few podcasts before. A few times.
And what are you guys moving around
for? Hannah, I think it's your time to do stand-up.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. I can't wait for this piece of shit.
I think it's your time.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome, and that's why we're not laughing, with Hannah Andrews.
Did you hear about midlife crisis? It's a damn horrible affliction, and it's irreversible. So think about coronavirus and then long COVID. And I'm telling you, it's way worse than man flu. So my friend thought she was happily married and lucky. But a few nights ago, she woke up to a frightening sound of an earthquake. And it wasn't. It was just her husband snoring. And then on, she started seeing with a completely new pair of eyes. And all of a sudden, he looked like a repulsive lump of human flesh, charmless and displeasing. And he's getting definitely old. And lucky... She likes old people.
Okay,
a bit.
Hannah, go on. Oh, Jesus Christ.
It was really bad?
Yeah.
Why?
Okay, Jack, I want to move on from that immediately.
Well, I think it was really, really great, you know?
Go on, tell me, Daniel, why was it great?
Because I thought the language used was really...
oh, yeah, it was. He's
really
such a
intelligent,
sweet...
and, you know, it made me laugh internally, which is harder.
Yes, know? Yes, yes.
It made me want to be a better man.
Okay. Sorry, I couldn't even hear it because it was just, I was so bored. What was the point of it?
Hey, oh, okay. Wait, regardless.
Hey, maybe you listen, hey, and you hey know, now. When it's a podcast, when you listen.
I know, but just tell me the point of it in a sentence.
It was better than Joe Coy, anyway.
Yeah, right. No, go on. It's okay.
It's a sentence that, you know, people go on for a midlife crisis and a woman wakes up and see a man.
But that's not really her midlife crisis. That's she just realized that the guy is old. What's it got to do?
That's her midlife crisis, that she's unhappy with the married life and the guy who she thought he's handsome, but she just realized he's ugly.
Because some guys snore so badly that it vibrates the bed.
Yeah, that's what tipped her to realize that.
Is this true?
Yeah.
We're the wrong audience. It's for female audience.
So, and that's why...
is that sexist, is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
And, you know, like, if you don't understand, maybe you're not my type of... I'm not your cup of tea, okay?
Shut the fuck up.
Okay. Okay,
I don't need to please everyone.
That's true.
You know?
Open the cage. Trivia about Nicolas Cage. Nothing trivial about Nicolas Cage.
Yes.
E-F-G-H-I-J-K-L-M-N-O-P.
Yes. So, it was actually Nicolas Cage's...
That's all you have to do!
It was actually Nicolas Cage's birthday last week on the 7th of... this month, January.
He's a Capricorn.
He's a Capricorn, yes. I am drawn to Capricorns for some reason. I don't know why. but yeah, he said that he actually would like to play... he would like to be in a musical, Nicolas Cage. He recently said this on a short interview. And he would like to be in Jesus Christ Superstar. And he'd like to play Pontius Pilate.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. He sees himself in that role.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah, he'd be great in that role. He can do anything. He could read the phone book and I'd still kind of be interested. There's something quite interesting about
it. Yeah, I'd like to see Nicolas Cage in a musical. I think that'd be fun.
That's
definitely he's a good dancer. He's got the moves.
Oh, yeah. For sure, yeah.
Sorry, I'm just checking that... message that Hannah was talking about. I love that, Daniel. Nice bit of information about Nick. Excuse me, that was really good, Daniel. Excuse me.
Are you mansplaining again?
Thank you for that, Daniel. It's lovely to. That was like a little cappuccino of Nicolas. A Nicocino. It was like a Nicolas Cage Achino. Yes. Lovely. Mm. Jack, conspiracy owner.
Well, today on Conspiracy Corner, you have two options. Would you like to hear a conspiracy about the letter blue?
Yes.
Or about pigeons?
Letter blue.
The letter what?
The word blue.
Oh, yeah.
Or pigeons.
Blue.
Well, it's I'm going to talk about pigeons, but I'll do the blue one next week. But anyway, pigeons. I actually don't know much about that blue one. I thought you were going to choose pigeons, but anyway. Have you ever seen...
What the hell?
David Chidevi was playful. And
Anna, you don't even know what he's talking about.
I know, he's talking about pigeons. And he doesn't want to talk about blue. He was just giving you an option. And unfortunately, you didn't choose the right option. And he went to option he wanted to talk about. Is that
correct?
Okay?
No, not okay.
It's not funny when you have to explain it.
I said it, you know, very clearly. I think I'm very proud of myself. For once, I explained the thing.
It was nearly as funny as your house joke. That was really funny.
House?
Why are you laughing as much as you...
Because he died.
Oh, shit. So have you ever seen a baby pigeon?
No, actually.
Have you, David?
Well, because they're in a fucking nest.
But have you actually seen a baby pigeon?
But have you actually when they seen leave... pigeons?
No. Have you actually seen a baby pigeon? Just say yes. It's a yes or no answer.
No, probably not.
It's a yes or no answer. It's a yes or no answer.
You did or you didn't?
No.
Okay, Daniel, have you?
I don't think. No. The only time is on video.
Yeah, but pigeons?
Not in real life.
Was it pigeons specifically?
Oh, go on, Jack.
Or was it another?
Shut up, David. Was it another type of bird? So
I think
rude.
It was another type of bird.
Okay. Well, what if the pigeons were tracking everyone? And they weren't real, they were artificial, and their eyes were two cameras. Did you ever think about that? Did you ever? And did you ever see where they hang out? They hang out on power lines, you know? And you know why they're there? Guess.
To get recharged.
Exactly. Exactly. See? Yeah. It's intuitive. You know, you're already on board, David.
Yeah.
He must have hit his head really hard when he sneezed. This person has sent us a message, but that was good, Jack. Thanks. No. I'll be back to you in a second. The pod. Somebody said the merch and the messages in one of the podcasts.
Well, why are we talking about this?
Huh? Because I want to finish up soon.
All right.
I'll go back to your.
No, I don't want to talk about mine anymore.
Oh fuck me! Look, just the podcast is genuinely brilliant. I've binged most of the episodes since coming across it. This has so much potential, it's insane. Please update the font for the name of the channel and work on your thumbnails for each video. These make such a massive difference. Oh, fuck, I've just gone out of it. These make such a massive difference because all it can take is for some of the clips to go viral and then your videos can reach a higher audience when it's being pushed out by the algorithm. Oh, right. Maybe you all know this, but I didn't actually want to see... But I want to see this shit do well, okay? All right, good luck. That's very fucking nice.
And also, that's why shorts, we have to put a lot of shorts.
I didn't know the font had something to do with it.
Yeah, that's why we have to put a normal font.
Like. Well, what are you supposed to talk about with pigeons and they're actually, you know, like drones operated by a national security agency? I mean, what are you supposed to go talk about that as an actual conspiracy? No.
That's a conspiracy theory.
How is it a conspiracy theory, Hannah?
That some people might believe in it. I don't, but some people do. But the truth is that I haven't ever
Daniel,
seen...
Jack is being like a sullen teenager, just like...
But I must say, pigeons are very annoying. They're very dirty. They used to shit...
Yeah, they're dirty because they live in the city.
No, they shit everywhere... And, you know, if you can't get rid of them and you have to put the spike so they can't sit. And once I had a pigeon couple sitting on the railing on my balcony and I find them really disgusting. I don't like them. And they were sitting and I tried to shush them away and I was just sort of poked them with the stick and they were just looking at me and not moving. Like they didn't. And I said, you know, they're homeless. I have to let them stay overnight.
A pigeon killed itself on our balcony. Yeah, it flew into the window.
From the other side, yeah. Oh, it was freaky.
Yeah.
Because like I'm
Oh, because it thinks it's flying into the...
No, I didn't see it, but I was just like walking into the room and there's a big window and there's a mark in the middle. And I'm just thinking, what's that mark? And going outside... And it's the big, big, massive pigeon.
Yeah, but that's because...
The pigeon realized it was an AI robot and it couldn't figure it out.
That's because they should not design windows like that where they reflect it so much that the pigeon thinks it's flying into the sky.
No. Fuck off, pigeon.
Yeah, if you're a pigeon and you can't figure out what's a window and what's a sky, then you know, I'm sorry.
Then you means you're stupid.
You know,
you didn't have to say couple pigeons. You could just said two pigeons were sitting outside my balcony and I tried to shoot them and they were just going.
Because they look like couple. Not couple
anyway, what's
couple.
Nice about
it. Okay, it's my story is not perfect, you know. Oh look, you're just correcting me like, you know, 10 minutes after.
Do you know, it's like trying to eat spaghetti with a spoon listening to you. Do you know that? It's just so difficult.
Here, David, okay. David, why don't you tell us again why it's so much better now than it was 30 years ago to be a comedian? Just tell us again.
In one sentence.
Yeah.
Huh?
Because it's, every time you say it, it just gets more and more interesting. Yeah?
One sentence?
Okay, so what were we talking about?
One sentence. One is why it's better to be a comedian now than 30 years ago.
Yeah, what's so good about social media? Go on, tell us again. David has just noticed the sound outside.
Is there sound outside?
There's sound outside.
Little neighbors.
Okay, David, stop doing this.
What? Stop doing what? I said little neighbors.
Stop spying on your neighbors.
How am I spying on my neighbors? I'm listening to them. It's not spying. So what? Okay, thanks very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks very much, everyone, for tuning into And That's Why We're Not Together. Listen, I apologize for being very tired. I think we learned some very valuable lessons here today. Yes. What was it? Chuck, can you remember what we learned?
I don't know. I hit my head so hard I can't fucking remember anything.
Congratulate.
What's that?
Put Hannah's...
Shit, it's on.
Okay,
keep
pigeons.
The bloody music going, Jack Daniel.
Huh?
Keep the music going.
Okay, well, it's gonna run out.
Well, then go it back then.
I think beware of pigeons. Okay. You've been spied on.
I apologize. Love you guys. See you next week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered